So we earned our money. We earned for ourselves, which we bought our clothes with.
Oh, so you were able to keep the money?
Yeah.
But you had all your clothes with
it? We had to buy our clothes with it.
Oh, and that was the four of you then?
Yeah.
And how about the other children? Your parents bought their clothes, though?
The others, they were younger. Mm-hmm. And my older sister was working as a bookkeeper at Gedney Pickle Company.
Oh, I see.
So she started working.
Now, when you say when you moved to the farm, your life became much freer. What about in terms of playmates and that sort of thing? Because it sounds like the farm was quite large. You didn't have any families near you then, did you?
Oh, half a mile away there was. Mm-hmm. Yeah. There was, or three-quarters of a mile, something like that. There was two families that had smaller places. And they had children. Mm-hmm. And we enjoyed them coming over and we went there. But see, back there, you didn't mind if you were visiting, you didn't visit often that way, but you didn't mind going 2 or 3 or 4 miles mm-hmm. walking and spending the day.
And you were able to do that. That was not a restriction placed on you. You were able to walk that far and go on your own.
If we had to have permission ahead of time. Mm-hmm. And, of course, we wouldn't go without being invited.
Mm-hmm. And then what sort of games and activities would you engage in with those children?
It was usually a ball game or hide-and-seek mm-hmm. or something like that.
Tell me more about school. You mentioned it sounded like it was not a particularly good experience for you.
Well, I'd rather go to school and stay home. That was... but I liked math, and I liked the history and everything. I didn't like doing homework, and I usually didn't. Mm-hmm. So I got through, but just barely.
Now, and you were still in this one-room schoolhouse?
There was a school built that had a library and a basement in it that was for physical education, mm-hmm. Good basement. Mm-hmm. So, and it had a cloak hall and entrance and everything. So this was much nicer. Mm-hmm. So that, I think about 3rd or 4th grade I went into that school.
Oh, I see.
But it was on the same playgrounds. Mm-hmm. It was on the same grounds. Then they moved that school house away on the hill, and that was the Catholic Church.
Now, what was your parents' attitudes towards education?
That you had to have education. All of us had, and we were supposed to have a high school education. So they believed in that. Mm-hmm. They believed in further education, mm-hmm. but of course that was up to us.
Mm-hmm. And did they feel the same about both the boys and girls?
Yes, in fact, my mother felt that it was more important for the girls than the boys.
Oh, why?
Well, because she felt like she was, like you say, second-class citizen. She felt that she didn't have the opportunities that a man would have, that a woman needed more mm-hmm. education. So she had the right idea of that one. Hmm.
And did any of the girls go on in terms of their education?
They all got through high school and went to college, except in Bernice, she didn't, I don't think she went on to college. Mm-hmm. She worked at the store in Cushing for a while, the grocery store, and she got married and worked at a resort while she was married.
What were your ideas about yourself as an adult as you were growing up? What did you think you wanted to do?
Well, my first thing was I wrote to business school in St. Cloud, and that was about 30 miles from us, and I wanted to take business, and of course, and the man came out to see me, you know.
I think that might pick up.
Oh, I'm sorry. And he came to see me, and my mother said, oh, she wouldn't want to do that. Now, according to my sister, she was going to raise me to stay home and take care of him, you know, stay home always. But I wasn't feeling on that. So she wouldn't let me do that, and I wanted to go and be a nurse, and she wouldn't allow me to go into that. So eventually, I had talked about leaving home, you know, and going to the cities.
How old were you at that point?
I was 18, mm-hmm. I think. And she said, well, if you go, she said, I suppose you want to go now. And she was testing me, and I said, yes, I do. And she said, well, if you do, she says, you'll be back at home in a couple weeks, or you'll be starving, begging on the streets. So I said, Mom, I prefer to beg on the streets. I won't come home.
Now, tell me before that, what was your life like as a teenager? What sort of social activities and social relationships did you have?
Oh, well, we had my sisters, and I was 3 years old enough to go out a little bit. We used to have winter roasts, and of course we'd go and sing in the choir, and just things like that.
Do you recall your first beginnings of relationships with boys?
I didn't actually date until I was 22.
Did your sisters date? No.
Yes, one younger than I dated when she was younger. And my older sister, the two oldest didn't do much dating until we were more or less independent, you know.
But when you would do have the weenie roasts and that, those sorts of activities, would this be mixed boys and girls, or would
yes,
it be all girls?
Yes, it would be. And it was active now. Once in a while, some of the girls would go, but not my sister, go sit in the car with a guy. But we didn't ever do that, because we felt that this spoiled the party. You know, we wanted to stay and keep everybody there and have fun till we were ready to go home.
How about in terms of physical activities during your high school years before you left home?
I did baseball. I did... I worked for my way in high school, worked for Borden Room, and so did my sisters, except one of the younger ones. So anyway.
Doing what exactly?
Housework.
Take care of the house, and then living with the family?
Yeah, taking care of kids and stuff. You get up in the morning and get their breakfast and wash dishes before you go to school. And then we'd, I used to like to, I was very active, I liked ball, I'd get into basketball and softball, stuff like that.
Now, when did you go and board in the, it was in the town then that you were boarding?
Working for my room, board in Little Falls. It's about 17 miles from home.
Oh, so you went to a different high school then?
There was no high school in the town.
I see. And was this a usual practice then, that the girls would go off and board in the town if they were going to go to high school?
Yeah.
And would the boys do the same?
The boys, when they got, the oldest one left home when he was 13. Because he had, after he was in trouble, he never got any decent treatment. So then it was the girls, and then when the other boys were ready to go to school, they went to take agricultural course, and they had a room and cooked for themselves, place to cook their own meals.
Tell me a little about the family that you boarded with.
It was a dentist. The one was a dentist. The other was a doctor. The first one was a doctor. And I didn't stay there too long. They had a daughter about my age. And they were so fussy about the dishes. And my hands would keep breaking out, and I couldn't stand it. I had to have my hands in real hot water, and it just was too much. So anyway, the next family was a dentist. No, he was an eye ophthalmologist, the one that tests eyes. And they had three children when I was there. And of course, I stayed with them while they went out. And cooked for them, and washed and clothes, and washed floors, and everything that you do in a house, dust.
Would you eat dinner, your meals with the family?
Yeah, they set the table for us all together. Mm-hmm. The first family didn't allow me to eat with them. I could eat in the kitchen.
And you got just straight room and board? You didn't get any money?
No money.
Now, what did you use them for, spending money?
Oh, my folks had furnished that. We didn't need much, you know. Actually, I'd go to a movie maybe once in 6 months, something like that.
Now, would you go back and see your folks while you were boarding?
Yeah, sometimes. We took a little train that called the Galloping Goose. We ride home and walked 2 miles.
So you, for the 4 years of high school then, you were really already had left home, in other words, more or less.
So, well, yeah, away from the home. And as you stay away from home, things, when you go back, they're not quite the same. They keep changing, you know.
In what way did you feel there was a change?
Oh, seeing people go away, you know, and there isn't the same people there, and it's a different hired help and all that. And as the older ones moved away, see, my older sister would be teaching in another town, things like that. As the older ones move away, it's not as interesting to be with the younger ones, you know. When you get to be the older one, why, it gets boring.
Now, before I ask you about, as you were graduating from high school, were you prepared at all for menstruation by your mother? Do you recall what happened?
Oh, yeah, she told us, but I didn't have that till I was 16.
16?
And my sister was 2 years younger than I, had it at the same time, same day we started.
But you had both been
told, yeah.
Told about it?
Yeah.
Do you recall what your mother had told you?
She just told us that, or what it was, you know, that you would, every month, you'd have bleeding.
Did you get any sex education or information about
it? You always get sex education on the farm, because you take it very naturally. You see it all around you, and it's accepted. You're not dumb to that, anyway. I did, I can remember, I didn't know what the chickens were doing. I didn't like him, the way the rooster acted. I used to chase him away.
So then you, did your feelings about school change at all as you went to high school?
I liked school, really. I liked it, but I didn't concentrate.
Mm-hmm.
I got so I could do a good job of it. I did better when I went to business college.
Mm-hmm.
I got A's and I really did very well. Because that wasn't on my own completely. That was, I was away from home and I was earning my own way and paying my own education and everything.
Mm-hmm. Now, tell me about making that decision and then leaving and what that was like.
It was the fact that I was like any other teenager, standing around and thinking a lot, and they thought I was brooding, I suppose. It wasn't. I was just trying to plan my life. And of course, I was kind of worried, but I was very sort of outgoing and pleasant, and it was easy for me to find work.
Now, how were you, so when you left home then, after this discussion with your mother and you left, you then went to business college?
Yes, but I had to get the job first.
Oh, that's what I wanted.
Yeah, I got a job.
How did you go about doing that?
Beat the old pavement, you know. I'd walk and usually found somebody to go with.
Mm-hmm.
I can remember I picked chickens for 3 weeks, one of my first jobs. Was picking chickens.
Picking the feathers, you
mean? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I was glad to get out of that. And then I worked I think it was Getting Pickles. There were just pretty few pickles in the can as the belt went by. And then I went to work for another pickle company, and they put up pretty good pickles. And I worked there for a while, and then I got a job as a waitress. I didn't last too long as a waitress. I guess I wasn't too good at it. But I worked at this one place for a while, and then I worked at another place, and I worked there quite a while. Then my sister had come and visited me, and she was looking for a job, and she put in her application to a cheese company. And so they call, and she decided, well, gee, there's no use my putting my name down here, because she's going back to school. So she put mine down. And I was working at this restaurant, and I wasn't a HEPA the way the guys were, you know. And they were, it was Swedish. And they had hired me because they thought I'd speak Swedish and I couldn't speak any. So they got worried about my working there, so they told me they didn't think that something might happen to me if I kept on working. So
what did they mean?
Because of the guys that would come in, you know, and they meant, one of them had asked me if I was a lady entertainer, and he said it in his Swedish way, and I couldn't understand what he was saying. And so I told the boss, I said, I can't, I was trying to give him cigars and everything, and I couldn't understand it. And so then they decided that I better not work. So the next, I went home, and I'd gotten a call from this Blue Moon Cheese.
Hmm.
So I went to work for them the next day.
Doing what there?
Oh, packing cheese.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the guys that come in the restaurant for meals was working in the office downstairs. So as far as they were concerned, I just quit at the restaurant and started working there. Anyway, I worked there for about 4 years.
Oh, but you still hadn't gone to business school yet.
No, I went. I started when I was there. Mm-hmm. I went to business school, and I worked in the factory for a while, and then they put me in the chemistry lab, and I was going to business school, and then they had me come in the office and work.
So that you would go to business school, you were going at the same time, in the evening.
Yeah. I'd go and get my favorite lunch was, supper was cinnamon toast and fruit salad and a Coke.
Where were you living at once? What town was this in?
In Minneapolis.
It was in Minneapolis.
Uh-huh. I would rent a room and live in it. And usually had cooking privileges. Or I'd just buy my food raw for the meal.
What was the attitude towards a young woman of your age living alone at that time?
That was all right, because I always rented a room in a home.
I see.
And I also would, like, work for my board and room and work at Cheese Company, something like that, at times, so that when I earned the money, I'd have that and save it and use it for clothes or for my education.
What was your social life like? Did you know any people in Minneapolis?
Yeah, I used to get acquainted. I'd go out. I did a lot of dancing, I did dating, and I had some nice friends.
Where would you meet them?
I had met Adeline, which is still a friend of mine, through my sister. It was through her sister and her husband was living there and working out of there, and they got married, and I met them this way.
I see.
And she and I would go out to, they had real nice country dances in Minneapolis, and we'd go to them and meet people there.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a good way. And then we used to go bicycling and swimming, and so you meet young people that way. And in school.
In the business school, you mean?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. So you did have friends then in Minneapolis. Now, how did you start dating?
Well, we'd go to a dance, and they'd ask you if they could take you home and that. And so that's where I started out.
Mm-hmm.
I went with a hairdresser, and then my husband, I met him at a dance. He wasn't much of a dancer, but I met him there. And mostly, instead of dating them or going any place with them alone, we women would go and meet them there and have a good time, and we'd go home by ourselves.
Was there any thought of the women dancing with each other, or did you have to have a man to dance with?
We sometimes would dance together, but it was mostly a lot of men there, and they wanted to dance.
What sort of dances would you do?
Foxtrot, waltzes, mazurkas, Latin dances. We go to polkas or shoddish. They always had some polkas and shoddish. It's quite a combination of all of them.
So at this point, you were living, boarding with the family, working at the cheese factory during the day, and going to business school at night.
Yeah.
What were your wages like in the cheese factory? Do you recall?
39 cents an hour, something like that. Which was pretty good.
Yeah. And this would have been by that time. It must be towards the late 20s.
The NRA came in.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And governed the wages.
Oh, so it was into the 30s then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't get married till 1937.
And, then you must have worked for a while at these other jobs before you went to the cheese factory. Is that right?
Yeah, I worked a little while there. I went to I worked at the cheese factory then until about 36, and 1936, and I quit and took beauty operator, became a beauty operator.
Uh-huh. How did you learn that?
I went to a Parisian beauty school, and I thought this was going to be something I could do and be married, but I was wrong. I should have stuck with my business, really. But because once I got into it, and I was a good operator, I did beautiful weddings and that, but my hands turned just like hamburger, raw. The hair would cut them, and the solutions, and they just, the skin all came off.
So you went to the beauty college again while you were still working in the cheese factory?
No, I quit at the cheese factory. I was working in the office at the cheese company, and I went to, then I took this school, and before I was a graduate of that, I married.
Oh.
And then I got a job in a small shop in North Hollywood, North Minneapolis. And they were excellent beauty operators, and they kept a nice shop. And they liked me. And they even told me, well, now you could get compensation. We're paying the state, and you could get that while you're out. And they wanted me to continue, but I was suffering so with that, that I didn't want to. So I quit it. Then I just stayed home and worked, I guess it was.
But when you were first married, you thought about combining that work and being married.
That was the idea.
Tell me...